University. There we go. We've got the B team here. Good morning. You are actually listening to the Morning Mix. This isn't the classified show. It's still Friday. But this is Monica Grintner sitting in for JW and Peggy Ijem. And with me today is the host of Shireen Short Show, Shireen herself. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, Shireen?
Fantastic.
All right. And also with us today is Ethel Preston, who's going to be pressing buttons and helping us with the weekend events schedule and stuff like that. How
yes,
are you doing today,
I'm
Ethel?
Great. How are
Excellent.
You?
We're
it's,
doing
It's right. great to be getting back to the boards. I haven't been able to work on them since we got all the automation, so Monica's giving me some training.
I know we've been hiding you, and that's just wrong.
Okay.
All right, so today, a little bit different format. We're going to have a kind of a best-of show with music from live performances from past Mountain Mix shows. We are going to have one live interview with Wooly from Park City Mountain Resort. He's going to tell us what's going on Easter-wise this weekend at the resorts. We'll still have the weekend events calendar. We'll talk about what's all the things going on this Easter weekend here in town. And we're also going to take a quick look at the weather. So currently 31 degrees here in town by the what's it called? The golf course / White Pine Touring Center, and 36 degrees at the Heber Valley Airport. We do have a chance of snow today, actually a really good chance of getting snow today. High today, only around 32 degrees. Snow continues overnight, a slight chance of snow showers into tomorrow, and then Easter Sunday will be partly cloudy here in Park City and partly sunny in Heber.
It looks like it's almost snowing now.
I know, it looks really close. Well, 70% chance, so we're going to see that. And if you are heading out, Park City's reporting 1 new inch of snow overnight, and that makes a 55-inch base at the Candy Erickson Snow Stake, 72-inch base at Jupiter Peak. Deer Valley also has a new inch since yesterday, and a 71-inch base measurement at Mid-Mountain. Then Park City's got 41 lifts running, 306 runs open, 137 of them groomed, 13 bowls, 10 terrain parks, and the Super Pipe open for your skiing and riding pleasure. Double Jack and Lookout Ridge are their two groomers' choices. Deer Valley has 21 lifts turning, 101 runs open, which I believe is 100% open, 68 of their runs are groomed. They also have 7 bowls open, and Evergreen and Orcart, I haven't heard those names too often, are among their groomers' choices. This is the last weekend for White Pine Touring Center's cross-country track. They close on Tuesday. The 3K track loop is great, 10 a.m., so right now to 1 p.m. is the best time to ski. The farm is closed. And then going into the backcountry, low overall danger, but be careful of wind drifts and slabs in the upper elevations. All right, so that's if you're going skiing, but again, we'll take a look at the weekend events. But first thing we're going to do is...
A little music. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got Amber Eichmann, The Runaway, from Take Me Jamie, off the album Free, from the 311 show.
Have a drink, it's on me, and another one. I like you better when you're drunk anyway. Let me tell you straight up what I'm doing here. I've been running away. Listen, I got some unfinished business. I got blood dripping from my fingers from holding too tight. I got nothing to lose except everything. Gotta let go sometime. Take me, Jamie, burn all the past away. I'll be flushing it out before dawn. Keep me going, Time to be moving on. I can't stay in one place for too long. You seem like you're a pretty good candidate. Will you ride with me into the night? Around the mountains and long dusty highways, sleeping under the stars. I'll be following sunrise to anywhere. You can cover my footprints before they sink in. Even God won't know where I've been hiding. I just need to be free. Take me, Jamie, burn all the past away. I'll be flushing it out before dawn. Keep me going, time to be moving on. I can't stay in one place for too long. Take me, Jamie, burn all the past away. I'll be flushing it out before dawn. Keep me going, time to be moving on. Can't stay in one place for too long.
All right, so that was, help me out here, Shereen.
That was Amber. Amber Eichmann, The Runaway.
All right, and in the studio with us now, his real name is, I don't think I've ever pronounced your last name. No, I know. Alex Matunas?
That's correct.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet.
Well done. Well done.
But we have, here at KPCW, have nicknamed him Wooly.
So, the classified show.
Yeah, well, all right, the classified show. We'll take blame. So welcome. Welcome to the Morning Mix.
Thanks for having me.
Now, did you have to take off from your real job? Because this guy actually has a bona fide real job. He's not
Shut up.
Mountain man with a beard.
The mountain man with a
beard.
And what do you do?
I work for a pharmaceutical company.
Doing?
Fantastic. Quality control.
He's a chemist, for Pete's sakes.
Let's get there already.
So you're a chemist, but you're doing the weekend ski report from Park City Mountain?
Yes.
Okay.
I love skiing so much.
All right.
Can't get enough of it.
And they didn't tell him he would be calling into the classified show.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
That wasn't on the job description.
Oh. It was a perk.
They're no dummies.
Your resume is just getting bigger and bigger by day.
It is. Yes, it's great.
So this is really fun. Were you at the pond skimming last week?
I was at the pond skimming. I was actually one of the judges.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been a blast.
It was a lot of fun. me and Ryan, one of the other snow reporters, were the crowd judges.
Oh my gosh.
Crowd participation.
And so did you, what are your criteria when you're looking at things?
So we were mainly looking for crowd participation, you know, seeing how much they got riled up and got the crowd involved. And then we also had judges for air and distance as well as style.
Wow, that's really fun.
Yeah.
Love that.
And there's a video on your website.
Yes, we've posted a video with the highlights and crashes and splashes. Right. And, you know, some of the people did make it across, so we included those too.
No, I was surprised when they didn't even get damp. That's
I know, yeah. You kind of want to see them get wet a little
you
bit.
Do.
We had towels for everybody just in case. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I think if they make it all the way across, the judges should run out with water guns.
And just get them wet anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do that next year.
Yes.
We'll look into that.
So what were you dressed as last week? Because you had to have a costume, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, of course. Ryan and I went with American-themed. I had red, white, and blue and Superman. and he had an American flag and some spandex that were American themed as well. So we went a little patriotic.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Nice.
So, go ahead.
Nope.
I was just wondering. You had some of the winners, right?
Our Splash and Crash winner, we had the Easter Bunny. He created quite a huge splash there.
Oh, I hope he's okay for this weekend.
Yes, I think he has made a full recovery.
Oh, so good.
He should be good to go for Sunday. And then some of our other winners were Jenga and Mary Poppins.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So lots of great costumes out there, and it was a lot of fun.
So mm-hmm. Let me ask you, how many people do you have participate in that?
So we have to limit it to 100. Okay. Otherwise, we'd probably be out there all day and all night.
It'd be a weekly long thing.
Yeah. So we just limit it to the first 100, and it usually fills up pretty quickly.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool. So what was your personal favorite?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. There were so many good ones.
I'm sure.
Jenga was a good one. That was the most, I think, elaborate costume that we saw. So
was it big?
It was... Yes, yeah. It was big. I'm surprised it didn't fall apart on his way down. He made it all the way to the water, and then the tower tumbled.
Oh. That's nice. All right, so, but despite the Easter Bunny earning the Splash and Crash or Crash and Splash Award, he's still coming to the resort this weekend, right?
Making an appearance, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Making an appearance at the resort, and lots of activities going on this weekend. Spring Groove still going strong.
Did it just start? It's for a lot of days.
We're nearing the end.
Oh, okay.
16 days, and our last day is going to be Sunday.
Okay. And so what is your grand finale weekend?
So this weekend we have our concert series continuing with Michael Franti and Spearhead. And ooh. That's going to be tomorrow night at the Park City Base area near the First Time Lift.
Mm-hmm.
And...
what time does he start, or does he have an opening act?
He's going to come on at 6, and we have the Monophonics opening up for him starting at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard good things about them, too. So this is a free concert, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Free concert.
Where is
always.
The concert? Is it in the plaza, or is it up on, where is it?
This one's going to be near the base of the First Time Chairlift.
Oh, okay.
On the Park City base side.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. In Park City.
Yes.
Oh, good to know. I was going to go to the canyon, so I was going to the wrong place altogether. So.
Good question you asked then.
Yeah, we have them at both, but this week it's going to be at the Park City base side.
Oh, right on. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun. They're going to work on setting up the stage today, and should be a good time out on the snow. And,
yeah.
That feels like somebody at the resort asked, who would be the most popular musician that we could get that's not fish?
Yeah, right.
That we could bring into this town, and then we'll just give it away.
Yeah. I've seen amazing shows in this town. You know, Chili Peppers, right at that same spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the Olympics, we had War that one time. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. I've seen amazing free shows. But this is just right up there with it. It's really fun. I'm excited about going tomorrow night.
Yeah, super excited. Again, it's free, open to everybody. We advise people to try to use public transportation as the parking lots can fill up pretty quickly. And we will have shuttles going back and forth between the two bases, so you can utilize that as well. And just a note that no outside alcohol, chairs, dogs, skis and snowboards, that kind of stuff. Leave it at home.
Oh, that's important. No dogs.
No dogs is really important.
No dogs, no chairs.
Are you going to have a shuttle from the high school as well?
That one I'm not 100% sure about.
I just know you guys have your overflow parking, so I was wondering if that's...
Right, and I know the public transportation runs back and forth from there.
Yeah, right, true. Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, I'll take the bus up.
Are you limiting the amount of people who can come, or...
Nope. The more the merrier.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and people are going to go, because they're already talking about it on Facebook, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. This is going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Another one of those great Park City moments, for sure.
Yes, very excited for it.
So then after this, what do you have going on for is Easter? What do you have? Anything going on for the kids?
Yeah, so we have our annual base-wide as well as mountain-wide Easter egg hunts going on. So those are going to start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we will have different age categories, so it's more fair. There's going to be over 4,000 eggs.
I was planning on getting all those eggs.
Well, you can go find some on the mountain.
On the mountain? Yeah, that's cool. So tell me more about that. So for adults, you go up on the mountain, and how many eggs are up there?
So we're going to have over 4,000 eggs scattered across the resort.
Wow, 4,000 passes you're giving away? That's amazing.
Wouldn't it be great?
Don't start any rumors.
I'm sorry, that was a lie. I'm just joking.
Not 4,000, but word has it there's going to be four golden eggs out there, one of which will have a season pass for next year in it.
Very cool.
So one lucky winner will get that, and... Yeah. They haven't enlightened me to the other three golden eggs as to what's in there, but
okay. So there's
Willy
only one
Wonka
pass.
Bars.
There's one pass.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
One
pass.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be mayhem on the
And that would be in the blue and black slope areas, or black diamond, or double black diamond.
So can you give us an idea of where that might be?
I wish. You know, I'm gonna be out there scoping for it myself.
But, I'm sure.
The eggs on the mountain are going to be scattered across Home Run on the Park City side and then around Red Pine Lodge at the Canyons Village side.
That's wonderful. That's a lot of fun. And then tell us a little bit more about what's happening with the kids.
So our kids' hunts are going to start at 9 o'clock on both base areas. And again, we're going to have different age categories for the kids. There's going to be one 5 and under and one for ages 6 to 10.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. So that's great. You're doing it at both bases then.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
Wherever you are, hopefully you'll be able to go out and find some eggs.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool. I love the way you're doing it for both adults and kids and then littlest kids.
Yeah,
that's,
and separating them.
Yeah, yeah. Because I've seen mayhem definitely on Easter before. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Trying to make it as fair as possible and get everybody a chance to get out there and get some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, do you think one of those golden eggs is in the kids part of, like, could a kid find a
you know, it's possible.
Oh, he's being very mysterious.
Imagine if a two-year-old got an epic pass.
I think their parents may take that. Yeah, you can't have this egg.
You know, kitty, you can have the egg. I'll just take
exactly.
it inside.
That's right.
Trade you for some jelly beans.
That's fun.
Very cool. So the Easter eggs, so all of them start at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Right? And the kids, there's two, with the two different age groups, there are two different places, right? So you want to get, I thought I had
where
it all
do you,
here.
Where do parents, if you're, yeah. Our parents who are listening, how would they know where to take which child, age child?
So for the youngest kids, that's going to be held in the Kids Corral at the Park City base area. Mm-hmm. And in the Canyons Village, that's going to be on the ski beach.
Mm-hmm.
And for ages 6 to 10, that will be near the first time lift on the Park City base side and in the Resort Village area, so kind of that main where the stage is at mm-hmm. the Canyons Village.
Oh, so you don't have to put your skis on to look for these?
Nope, not unless you want the ones on the mountain.
Okay.
And I think that's where the golden eggs are probably
going to be.
They're probably going to make you work a little bit for those.
Yeah.
Right. So do you know traditionally how many kids you normally get?
I do not.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're pretty new to the whole thing. So, yeah. It's a pretty fun experience, though. It's
but
just
I think the
everywhere.
Kids' versions usually last tops like 5 minutes.
Oh, no, right.
So you want to be there
right, right.
at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
right. Those 4,000 is a lot of eggs, but those kids are quick.
Yeah. So. They're no dummies.
Yeah, exactly what they're doing. I wonder how much snow they get in their baskets.
Well, hopefully, you know, with snow in the forecast, hopefully it'll be a couple inches.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Have this last fun weekend.
That'd be great.
That would be great. We're planning on going out on Sunday for sure.
So that's all this stuff in the morning, and then you still have your regular, I saw something, the après ski stuff is still happening on Sunday. And
yep, we're going to have live music. That'll be wrapping up our Spring Groove festivities, so... Lots of events going on, and we have all that information listed on our website at parkcitymountain.com/events.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll have all the times and schedules for everything.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember all of that when you're driving down the highway.
Yes, lots of information and lots of events going on, so a lot of things to keep track of.
Well, thank you so much, Wooly, for coming and sharing your weekend events with Park City Mountain Resort and Canyons. We really appreciate it, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend. I know I'm planning on being there. We are going to go on to another song. We've got Small House Strings, Lonely Sigh. Lonely Sigh, written by Shannon
Runyon.
Thank you. And that was aired on 12/11 of 2015. So let's go ahead and go to Small House Strings.
I watch his car full of love to the neighbor's drive. Well, he always gets out and walks in, but never ever comes inside. He always looks my way. He always catches my eye, my eye, my lonely sigh. You're my only alibi. And when I wake in the morning, I make coffee for one. And my bowl of cornflakes tells me my exciting day has just begun. And when I make my bed, made for two, but sleeping just one, my lonely sigh don't let me die having so much fun. Oh, my lonely sigh, you're right by my side. Oh, my lonely sigh, you're right there in the back of my mind. Oh, my lonely sigh, you know how hard I try, Lord, I try. But you're right there when I feel low and feel like getting high. And when you stare at me with those piercing eyes, well, my mama told me never let a man see through your lies. And when I smile your way, I pray you don't see me cry. Lord, I cry my lonely sigh. I think it's time you say goodbye. Oh, my lonely sigh, you're right by my side. Oh, my lonely sigh, you're right there in the back of my mind. Oh, my lonely sigh, you know how hard I try, Lord, I try. But you're right there when I feel low and feel like getting high. Yes, you're right there when I feel low and feel like getting high. Yes, you're right there when I feel low, feel like getting high.
Morning Edition is everywhere.
Monrovia,
Sao Paulo,
Beirut,
London. Reporting from bunkers, alleys, jungles, and deserts. But most importantly, we're wherever you are. Start your day with a trip around the world and wake up with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition and Morning News with Leslie Thatcher is brought to you in part by Park City Medical Center, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, Deer Valley Resort, the Promontory Foundation, and Carl Malone Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Okay, we've got some events to report on, right?
Yeah, there's just a few things.
Just a
going
couple
on this, weekend.
On this Easter weekend.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see. Today, I found this. It's not local music, which this show focuses on, but I figure, especially with the three of us here, it's totally worth mentioning. Ritual Chocolate, which is chocolate. Everybody's favorite. Chocolatier Phyllis Robinson, she's giving factory tours today and tomorrow. So today at 5 p.m., tomorrow at noon. So you want to go to... Oh, no, that's not Phyllis
I'm
at
sorry.
All.
I was going to say, it's not no. Phyllis, but they are still really fantastic people. Just as fantastic. I mean, Phyllis is fabulous.
Wow.
But Ritual Chocolate, they are... It's Anna and I'm forgetting his name. But yeah, they do these factory tours, and they are really, really fabulous. It's really interesting because they actually get the beans, mm-hmm. and they roast them, and they crack them right there, and then they make the chocolate right there. So if you want a really fun, interactive, you know, fun experience, I highly recommend going and checking out the factory tours.
So there, their phone number is 435-200-8475, and you do have to register in advance. But today at 5 p.m., tomorrow at noon, is their factory tours, which, like, I'm expecting a little Willy Wonka tour, right?
It's kind of like
with
that.
With the chocolate river.
You know what? Yeah. The thing is, they do have a chocolate river, and I just want to put my face in there, you know, every time I look at it, because it's so smooth and silky and beautiful. I'm absolutely amazing.
I would have that, too.
Yeah.
Totally want to.
Thank goodness they have that piece of glass, girls. I'd be in there.
Ooh, excuse me. And today's the last Friday of the month, so, of course, we have the gallery stroll here, mostly on Main Street, but you want to check that out. And then Gallery Mar is having an artist reception for mixed media artist Nina, Tichava. So that's at Gallery Mar, but all over Main Street and beyond is the last Friday gallery stroll from 6 to 9 p.m. today. So
last Friday of the month, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then at OP Rockwell, we've got some music. We've got the Mother Hips. They've been here before. Always a fun band. And then at the Cabin, which is in the 800 block of Main Street, they've got two sets of Brothers. That's going to rock out there. The Deltas and the Zmed, I'm not sure, Brothers are going to be there. So that's going to be fun. So you can still get your music on tonight.
What did you say? It was the Mother Hips?
The Mother Hips is at OP Rockwell's.
Yeah, and that's also my hips. I just have.
But I bet JW never makes that joke. Yeah. and then Deer Valley, tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3, you can support their avalanche rescue dogs. They'll be at the plaza at Snow Park Lodge. And who doesn't want to go see?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't want to go see?
Go see. I mean, they're really cute.
They're really cute. Mm-hmm. And they save lives. They're really amazing dogs, mm-hmm. what they do. It's kind of fun.
If you are into wine, Fox School of Wine has a weekend wine series tomorrow night. From 6 to 7.
Oh, that sounds
good. So if you're
good.
Not going to the Michael Frante and Spearhead concerts at Park City, or you can go get your wine on.
Get your wine on and learn a little something.
Yeah, of course, Michael Frante is tomorrow night. Everybody's talking about that. And Leftover Salmon is at Park City Live tomorrow night.
Really?
So much good music
this
weekend.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
I know.
You could actually see Michael Frante and then go to Leftover Salmon.
That's a full day.
That's true.
Good music.
You might have to run a little bit. 8 p.m. for Leftover Salmon seems a little early.
I bet it is a little early.
You probably could make it, yeah.
Yeah. There are some things going on in Heber.
Okay.
That Rachel Kohler came in yesterday and told us about, but there's two Easter egg hunts. There's the Wasatch County Sheriff Search and Rescue annual Easter egg hunt, and that's at the Heber City Park at 10. And there's different age groups and a special needs group.
That's
a good addition to the Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. And then if that one is full, you can run to the Filler Up Coffee Station and Ice Cream Parlors annual Easter egg hunt in Midway.
That's really fun. Uh-huh. Are they doing it there at the park, does it say?
That's going to be on, in the backyard.
Oh, in the backyard.
In the front yard.
They have
Filler
a really
Up.
Cute little location mm-hmm. there. It's really adorable.
It's cute. And that's just for ages 0 to 6.
Okay.
Zero. That's
zero.
Interesting.
I'd like to see
zeros
getting
zero
out there.
Zero out yeah. there yeah. hunting. But there's another new thing going on over in Heber, and that is improv comedy.
Oh, wow. Really?
Did you know they had
an
And that's Saturday night at 7:30 at the Timpanogos Valley Theater. The Timpanogos Belvederes, serving humor to Wasatch County.
So does it look like it's going to be every Saturday night or just this Saturday? Is it like just this
it's
Saturday?
It's tomorrow night and the last Saturday of every month.
Oh, okay.
So I guess tomorrow may be starting it.
Oh, mm-hmm. fun. Really cool.
And it's $5 or two tickets for $8.
Wow. Laughs for $8 for two people.
Oh.
Nice.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had some Easter Bunny jokes now if I had known
Easter
you were going to talk
Bunny
about that.
Jokes?
Yeah. Well, you know, the
Well, during the next song, I bet I could go find one.
We might have that.
Yeah. So what is happening for Easter? Beyond what's happening in Wasatch County, what's happening here in Summit County?
Oh, you know what I wanted to announce? So the Park City Library and I think the Summit County Library are both closed on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
But I double-checked this, and the Easter holiday will not affect liquor store hours.
Oh.
So they will be open their regular hours on Saturday and their regular hours on Monday.
Okay.
So you can get your Easter wine or whatever you get whenever you need it. So liquor store, they're not doing like the Monday after type of thing.
Okay.
You know?
Right, right.
So I think that's very important to announce.
That is very, very
Libraries
important.
Closed, liquor store as usual.
Mm-hmm. So we've got at Park City, we know we've got Canyons has an Easter egg hunt. Park mm-hmm. City's got an Easter egg hunt. What's happening up at Deer Valley?
They have the Easter bunny is actually going to visit.
So the eggs have all been laid at the other resorts.
Yes.
And then the bunny's going to hang out at Deer Valley. Then.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
You
would
Exhausted.
Yeah. So the Easter bunny's going to be there from 9 to 11 on Sunday at Deer Valley. And he'll be hanging out at the Snow Park Lodge.
Are there any other Easter egg hunts around town?
I haven't come across.
I haven't seen
other.
Any others.
Yeah. So I know down on Thanksgiving Point they're doing a big one as well. So that's kind of interesting.
Nice.
And I used to put on a Easter egg hunt in our neighborhood every year, but now my kids are getting too old.
Know,
they're like
we used
completely
to do that.
Not interested. And I'm like, aw.
We used to hide eggs all day long.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. The kids loved hiding and hunting. And now they put money in the little plastic eggs.
I bet that'll get your kids interested.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah.
You're never too old for Easter egg hunt when there's money in the egg.
Yeah, I'm never too old for it now. I just love going. You know, I have a good friend that he would just, his daughter was so into just opening up the eggs. He would just hide eggs. They'd do it all year round with nothing inside of them. Uh-huh. His daughter would just get so excited about going and opening up the eggs.
Uh-oh. And she wasn't disappointed with an empty egg?
No, she just loved the idea of the hunt.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And you can get very creative as your kids get older. You can get very creative.
Yeah, that's great. So would you be interested in hearing a little bit about what's going on with the schools, with the high school?
Yes, Shereen. I would be very interested.
Of course.
I have one item from the high school, too.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Mm-hmm. So prom is coming up for juniors and seniors at the Grand Summit. That'll be on April 30th. So expect on April 30th to see all the kids running
all
around in those beautiful dresses.
Yes.
Isn't it fun? I love it. I love watching them. And then they have they do need parents to donate to the grad night party. There's so many giveaways. Last year, two bikes were given away. Cash is given out. I want to be a senior. Super fun swag bags. So they fill up these swag bags for all of the seniors. And they have a big party.
How many graduating seniors do they have?
Yeah, that's a really good question. What do you think it is? So if the school's for probably
300?
200, probably a little over 200, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. And they have a DJ who plays great tunes, and it's out at the bowling alley, and they give a lot of stuff to the seniors as well. So it's really fun. It's a super fun night for the grads. But they do need super raffle tickets. They need to be funded by senior parents or other donors. So if anybody's interested, please get in touch with the PTO at the high school and donate anything that you would like.
And, of course, the whole point of having all these prizes is to entice kids to go to the bowling alley after prom and stay off the roads, be safe, be somewhere.
Great point.
Where
great
they're,
point. Yeah.
That's the whole point. Not just to spoil them.
No, but it is to spoil them, you know,
yeah.
And then also, but to spoil them in a safe manner. You're right. Absolutely right. And so this is an annual event that they do, and they just have so much fun. It's off the charts fun for these guys. So it's just a great way to spend that
Are you going to chaperone? Are you going to wait till your kids are in high school?
I've got a sophomore. I don't know if I'll chaperone this year. Probably more like next year. I'll start getting more into that. But listen to this. We have another really big event happening. It's called the Big Nugget. I just love that name. It cracks me up so much. So Cal Colvin, he's pretty well known in town. He came up with this idea for Boosters Club to come up with the Big Nugget. And what's happening, it's a fundraiser, and it's going to it benefits all Park City High School activities. That means the chess club, academic decathlon, football, soccer, everything. And so that'll be on May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Blind Dog. And it's $75 per person and includes wine, beer, and cash bar and appetizers. And there's an opportunity drawing tickets for $25 each. So it's just a really big, fun event for the minors, activities.
Booster, I wanted to elaborate just a little bit because this is new this year, that the Booster Club is including all of the extracurricular activities.
No, it's not new this year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, I think they did it last year as well. But yeah, but so
it's
now, because
still new to most people because they had, there were different supportive parent groups, but now it's all under the umbrella of the Booster Club.
Yeah, and you know, it's really interesting because this year they really made a real effort. In other schools, they went and researched other schools, and other schools are making up to $250,000 a year through their Booster Clubs, which helps. Mm-hmm. You know, for some of these teams, like let's just some of the things like the academic decathlon. Mm-hmm. We do very well in the academic decathlon.
These
kids have to travel. Mm-hmm. And so to help pay for some of those funds, this is one of the things that they've come up with to do. So,
read off some of those groups that it supports.
Yeah. So we've got cross country, golf, wrestling, tennis, baseball, academic decathlon, drama, orchestra, choir, band, dance, debate, cheer, football, basketball, softball, swimming, soccer, and track. It's quite a lot of activities that it supports, and this is going to be such a fun activity. And if you guys know these guys at all, they are really a crack up. The Big Nugget is what it's called. It's goes back to our silver mining days when you found big nuggets of silver. That didn't exactly happen, but that's okay. We'll make it up. It sounds like it did. But anyway, so a really great event. And again, that's on May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. And they're looking for donations as well for their silent fundraiser. So, and you have one thing for the high school?
I just said one last thing. Tonight, there's a meeting going on at the school lecture hall at the high school at 6 p.m. And that is to talk about the start times, which is big tonight. But they're having an information night. That's at Park City High School in the lecture hall from 6 to 7:30 tonight.
You know, that's so important. There's a lot of research that shows kids who start an hour later do so much better. And so we've got some underwriters that are supporting our show. Let's hear from them.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street featuring traditional favorites, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Sarah Ann, so now we've got another song by Sarah Ann DeGraw. It's called Heartbreaker from Salt Lake City. She's a Salt Lake City artist. This was aired on on March 4th of this year.
Okay, let's hear from Sarah.
Fatal killer takes it easy as it comes while the sheets run thin from the years. She'll walk him by the hand and walk him through a dreamland where even thorns seem charming. When the dream is done, fade back into sips of a life she's learned to live so delicately. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna ride that train. Roller coaster rockets. Learn to give a fast kiss on your way out the door. Mm-hmm. Cause she's a heartbreaker. So much you love her, wanna kill her. You take it easy if you can, but bad news for the man that can get her. She'll walk you through a dreamland and tell you that it's candy, and isn't it a dandy way to go out? And when the dream is done, you'll wake up to a locket and a handle, visions of a heartbreaker. Aging and changing, my body parading and fading. The stage will take me soon, and I'll be left in the green room. And I feel myself raging. I'm craving a fire, not stalemate. I'm stripping the clothes from off my back and flip a coin for the slack. She's a heartbreaker. She's a walking fatal killer. And takes it easy as it comes while the sheets run thin from the year. She'll take him by the hand and tell him that it's candy, and isn't it a dandy way to go out? And when the dream is done, you'll wake up to a locket and a handle. Of a we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna ride that train, roller coaster, rockets, learn to give a fast kiss a new way out the door. Roller coaster, rockets.
Are you interested in rooftop solar for your home? Mountain Town Community Solar is here to make it simple and affordable. The process is easy and you're guaranteed a low price with a respected installer. Join us at our kickoff event on March 28th, 6 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Meet the installer, ask questions, and sign up for a site visit. Visit mountaintowncommunitysolar.org for more information. Mountain Town Community Solar is supported by Utah Clean Energy and Summit Community Power Works, both nonprofit organizations and KPCW supporters.
So we're just listening to Sarah Ann DeGraw with Heartbreaker. She's a Salt Lake City artist. But now we're going to get a little closer to home. We've got Small House Strings. They're going to play Plain Old Shoes. And we've got Shannon. Oh, I'm so bad at names. Shannon Runan. She's one of the people. And then also Elizabeth Harza. And our own from Park City School District, Andrew Frank. This is a Park City-based band. And it was written by Elizabeth. And it was shown on December 11th of last year. So that's when we first heard it. Let's hear it again. Plain Old Shoes.
There's a hill on my way. I climb every day. Wonder if they'll ever mow it down. All I know is that my shoes are pretty plain, but they still get me around.
Have you seen that mountain on my right?
for sale sign. I didn't think that anybody owned, but I'm gonna make the mountain my home. I said I'm gonna make the mountain my home. There's a hill on my way I climb every day. Wonder if there'll ever more time. All I know is that my shoes are pretty plain, but they still get me around. Yeah. Always felt connected with the water. How it always seems to be in the right place. Ooh, whether it's pulled from the river, falling from the sky, or just tears streaming down my face. Or just tears streaming down my face. Said there's a hill on my way I climb every day, and I wonder if ever, ever, ever gonna mow it down. Ooh, and all I know is that I see the pretty plain. Oh, but they still get me around. Yeah. There's a hill on my way I climb every day. Wonder if they'll ever mow down. All I know is that my shoes are pretty plain, but they still get me around. But they still get me around. But they still get me. But they still get me around, yeah.
All right, that was our local band, Small House Strings. We're coming up on another song here, Beau Soleil with Avec Michael Doucet, Grand Tasso, off the 2009 album Beau Solo. This played on the February 19th show of this year.
Oh,
Okay, we're nearing the end of our hour. I want to thank all of the sponsors of the Morning Mix. That would be Utah Olympic Park, Crandall Capital, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Park City Film Studios, Park City, San Francisco Designs, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. Thank you very much for supporting Morning Mix.
All right. John Wells will be back next week for the April Fool's edition of the Morning Mix, and guest show host Christy Dilbey will be with him. You're listening to KPCW Park City. We've got music programming coming up next. Thank you so much to my co-host, Shereen Spangenberg.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of fun. I really liked it.
And Ethel Preston, thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. And we have a few more underwriters to honor, and NPR News will be next.
Hi, I'm Margot Van Ness from Park City and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City offers events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all the events happening at Park City this winter at parkcitymountain.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law,